Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Previously on Gresh and Fourier.
You got to spin yourself around here. Oh, this is, your big toe is a little crooked and it has like a giant knuckle. You can tell it's football player foot.
I don't have fungus. There you go. Look at this good shot on the Twitch right there. Look how good looking that foot is.
That is gross.
This is Gresh and Fourier.
But first up, it's precision passing. This is serious business. You see on the AFC side, you got Derek Carr, Tyler Huntley, Trevor Lawrence.
Have you ever been that hot in Las Vegas?
Not that hot. It's probably why I'm going somewhere else.
Andy Gresh.
All right, so they're going to go down the line here, okay? Soft hands, right, guys?
The objective is to not get wet.
Hey, it feels like we should talk about this like golf, right? This event, don't it feel like golf?
Let's whisper a little bit.
Oh, look at who dropped it. That was nice.
What are we doing?
Christian Fourier.
I got a good friend of mine, Nephilim Soto. He played for Cincinnati a little bit. He's been in Japan for the last 3 years. He's been talking about Yoshida for the last 2 years. You know, he's like, Alex, this is the guy.
Gresh and Fourier right now.
The fact sheet says it's 5 45-minute ride.
What?
The PMC winter cycle.
No, it isn't. No,
The PMC winter cycle is comprised of 5 45-minute rides led by popular local spin instructors.
I thought it was like one. What?
I'm stupid. I'm dumb. I'm an idiot.
On WEEI.
Well, now that we've established the ground rules for today's show, we've got you until 2 o'clock.
Yes, we do.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I'm glad I gave you that nice clean drop right there. I'm sure it'll be used at length whenever something doesn't quite
surprise,
go my way.
I mean, it's in the open, but oh, doctor.
So you're not frozen, not going to die, not going to get frostbite. You know, I feel like everybody's freaking the hell out with the winter Arctic freeze that is on its way.
Okay. You were going to do something at Mount Washington, right? Or
yeah,
something like that,
I
right?
Was.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm watching the news last night, and because of where I live in Seekonk, I get all the Providence stations and all the Boston stations on my cable. It's great. So I'm watching my buddy Mark Searles. It's Channel 10, and he's a big hiker and stuff, the weatherman down there at the NBC affiliate. And he was like, well, you know, you might not want to go there. Apparently, the wind chill, I guess, near the top of Mount Washington could get near a feel of like 90 below. Are you
right,
friggin' kidding me?
You're right. I'll tell you right now, it's funny. I saw this the other day, and it says wind chill of minus 100 on Friday.
How?
Minus 100.
That's the feel-like temp, and apparently the real temp might hit 50 below up there.
Extremely cold. Wind chill below zero.
Oh.
It says wind chill 60 below to 70 below, falling to 90 below to 100 below, wind northwest at 60 to 80 miles per hour early, increasing to 70 to 90 miles per hour with gusts up to 105 miles per hour.
Look at this. Look at, I'll tell you, man.
Oh, yeah, that's
Twitch,
it right there.
Twitch.tv slash Boston WEEI. Yeah. You can watch us double dose of handsome doing this show. Everybody's coiffed today because Ken Laird decided to have Friday on the coldest day on record, risking our lives to stay till 2:15.
Hazard pay. Do we have hazard pay here?
No.
Like we should have hazard pay.
No. Maybe Ken will bring in a donut or something.
Well, there are some donuts here, by the way.
Well,
just
there
in case
are.
You want them.
I know. You and I are not partaking.
Who do you think will eat a donut first?
Well,
it's me.
Billy's pretty struggling. I'm going to say
it's
Chicken Nick.
No,
it's not going to be you.
Oh, dude, you have that much faith in me?
I do not
have that much discipline.
Apparently, we have to make sure that these donuts don't leave a smell behind, because apparently that is the biggest issue with...
Major concerns right now with how the studio smells.
So hopefully those donuts make it smell nice and sugary in here or whatever. Well, part of the reason that we're giving you some Tickle Butt to start today is because... Well, the only freaking thing that was on last night, it was two, really. There was the East-West Shrine game. Did you know the Shrine Bowl was actually played last night?
I didn't know. Who won? You know what? The West won. The Patriots.
Because
12-3.
12-3. It was
they doused it with Gatorade.
It was Bill's kind of game. They hit him with the Gatorade for Troy Brown. But the Pro Bowl games were yesterday, ladies and gentlemen. And, after day one of the Pro Bowl games, the AFC has a 9-3 lead. Hoopie-doo. Get the peanut butter out. Just rub it all over your nipples. What a great event it was. What did you like best?
Well, I will say, first of all, what I liked best was the precision passing, okay, where they have this, like, I don't know, crazy setup, like, better than the old setup that they used to have, if people remember the olden days, right, where they had these massive targets that were on, like, this, like, you know, four-wheeler, and that someone was actually driving them, and they would cross to the from right to left, and they would cross left to right, and then you would have, like, maybe a 60-yard bonus ball that you would have to hit also with a couple little ones. Now, I mean, they have drones flying overhead. They have, those robot dummies that you see a lot of these high-end colleges using, like, to tackle dummies.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they, like, somebody controls them, and instead of, like, you know, to prevent head trauma.
Dartmouth invented those things, pretty sure.
So they're all over the place.
Buddy Tevens or something?
And they have, like, obviously, you know, the big, giant targets. To me, I love it. And then they had a, you know, balloon toss, which was kind of weird, but it feels like the NFL's version of Field Day. That's what it feels like to me. And I'm just thinking about the way that the Pro Bowl used to be, and the fact that they want to create content and they don't want to waste the weekend because it's the only dead weekend right before the Super Bowl. Then I think it's fantastic. I think it's great because nobody wants to actually play football, Gresh. Nobody wants to put the pads on, no matter what you do, and play football. So how do you create content, get people to watch, and then convince the guys to show up, regardless of who's there?
So you turn it into just basically everybody jacking around.
Yeah.
Like, if you weren't listening, by the way, Chicken Nick, let's get to the audio of the precision passing challenge. You know what? Just fade it up underneath of us, Nick, because...
This is how it starts.
Well, yeah, because this is how this whole thing kind of gets going, and oh, this is going to hook you.
Tyler Huntley, Trevor Lawrence on the NFC side. Kirk Cousins, Jared Goff, and Geno Smith.
Ooh.
Precision passing is presented by EA Sports.
Listen to this accuracy competition.
Attempting to accumulate points by hitting as many of these targets as possible. There's a drone target that's
drone
gonna be
target.
Floating around the entire time. There's
it's
a
sponsored
robot target
robot
that
targets.
Runs a post route in the end zone that the quarterbacks themselves can activate.
Sounds cool.
As Trevor Lawrence gets to go up first. We're also going to have Peyton and Eli mic'd throughout
this. Oh, those guys mic'd. How interesting. Eli, they're brothers.
We'll be able to hear from the coaches.
They're so kooky.
And 4-point target right off the bat, Robert.
Yes, 4-point target. It's a lot farther than you think it is, but Trevor Lawrence all on fire right now.
Man. Come on, man. He's fresh out the playoffs, too.
Okay.
By the way, so he's not that far removed from throwing the rock.
Is that where you,
I can't take it anymore. I mean,
oh,
that
come on. Don't,
is...
be, don't be such a hardo. I mean, what do you want? I mean, Gresh, what do you want from the Pro Bowl? What do you want from it?
Well,
NFL Pro Bowl, we'd rather not do anything.
Well, normally it's not on this hullabaloo doesn't start on a Thursday night where we have to drag it out
NFL
for multiple days.
NFL controls the week.
Right, there's a little bit of that. And I don't know, play the game, or maybe how about this? How about don't do it at all? How about name the Pro Bowl? Name the Pro Bowlers if you still want to do that. And then let's be done. Seriously, don't we at some point today need to have a discussion in terms of the usefulness of these games? The NFL's never been able to figure this out ever. I get it. I understand. I'm being a hardo. I'm probably sideways today because, you know, we got to take pictures and all that stuff. But seriously, like, what? What do I want them to do?
Yeah.
I'd rather nothing. You know why? because until I saw a video on Twitter of all these guys trying to hit the bag hanging down from the drone or whatever, I didn't know this was on. How many people do you think that listen to this show every day sat down at like 8 o'clock at night and were like, oh my God, the Pro Bowl games are on. Babe, clear the deck. Go watch your Thursday night of Law and Order upstairs. I need the big TV to watch Trevor Lawrence and, what, Snoop Huntley, who threw two touchdown passes this year. Two touchdown passes for Snoop. He's one of the guys in this target thing.
First up is precision passing. This is serious business.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
So I will tell you. Okay,
and
so
I love Laura Rutledge. She is great at what she does.
Yeah,
she's
okay.
Not the problem.
Okay, so and there was also
it's
the dodgeball. There was the dodgeball episode, which I love. Here's the thing. So you rather it just go away. Your other options, your sporting options, the Bruins weren't playing, the Celtics weren't playing. Okay, so you want to watch any of these other stupid NBA games, any of the others, like irrelevant hockey games on a random Thursday night.
I'd rather watch NBA basketball.
There is no like yep. Thursday night lineup.
Nope.
Okay, that I give a crap about when it comes to like
it was
like,
Law and Order. It was Law and Order Thursday on NBC.
You can watch.
My wife's gonna yell at you.
That's fine. I would love to debate this with her. The point is that
talk about watching Law and Order.
Yeah. What situational comedy are you really going to dive into? And Law and Order doesn't come on till like
it's eight.
I feel like it was a 10 o'clock show.
Yeah, it's so not watched. They have one at 8, a different one at 9, and a new different one at 10.
It's like SVU every city in America.
Almost. It's like the regular Law and Order,
CSI.
Law and Order SVU, and then they created one for Chris Maloney so that he can get in there. It's like Gang Unit or Organized Crime or something like that. It's crazy. There's what's on Thursday night on like NBC. That's the big night of television for that network.
So it was obviously nobody's like looking at their like, you know, their guide and trying to figure out like where the NFL Pro Bowl festivities are, but it was that, which I thought was kind of interesting. That would be fun. That would just be fun to do. There was the dodgeball and then there was the which I actually saw late and sent you guys a message saying what the hell? They had a water balloon toss. Something that you would see at your kid's birthday party, at field day. Field day. All the things that it's like. It's like
with 20 players and 10 pairs in the next three events, we whittle this thing down to just one champion. The NFC gets
man.
To go first.
Treating it
Ryan
seriously.
What an honor.
With us, as well as Robert Griffin III and Marcus Spears up here on the set. Peyton and Eli are coaching both of these conferences.
They're coaching the water balloon toss.
Right, so they're going to go down the line.
It was kind of funny.
Hit my forehead. Can't miss. I caught it, but it exploded and my face got wet.
Don't it feel like you
can whisper a little bit?
Look
at who dropped it.
It was a nice.
Two things on the text,
all right,
okay?
Go ahead.
One, somebody's on me. I'm a miserable wet blanket. My God, get over yourself. So I guess this guy, whomever it is in the 860, must have really had a peanut butter all over their body night last night for all of this. So good for you, sir. Glad you loved this. Someone is saying that you're missing the point. It's this generation's battle of the network stars. It's meaningless fluff. I conceptually, you might be 5% right. But if you ever watch the Battle of the Network Stars, they would do like swimming.
They tried.
The 100-yard dash.
Yeah.
They might do like long drive or something like
they
that.
They had a canoe race?
Not water balloons. Like seriously, Billy, like the whole field day thing. Oh, water balloons, da-da-da, stuff like that. I don't know if they ever had any of that on the Battle of the Network Stars back in the 70s and the 80s.
I don't think they did either. What I wanted last night was fat linemen carrying an egg on a spoon. That's the one event that I thought it was missing.
Yeah.
I'm fine with the balloon toss and accuracy.
And to the 860, that's entertainment, according to the texter.
Give me an egg on a sauce spoon and let's see it.
I guarantee you somebody came with that. If they're doing a balloon toss, the only thing that's missing is that an egg on a spoon.
Right, because you could
have used
the
egg toss. Or like a sack race. Like a sack race, and it has to be real goofy. Like one offensive lineman with like a tiny kicker. Or like a kicker with like a really tall like tight end or something like that.
Wheelbarrow races. I grab your legs. I grab your legs. You pump the wheels.
That would be another one too that I would say yes.
But think about it. This weekend is the NHL All-Star Game. right?
Yeah.
Who and tonight they're going to have there. I know Andrew Raycroft came on yesterday and just skewered all of the, you know, all of the fluff that they're adding for their night before. Everybody is chasing the NBA. They're trying to create their version of the dunk contest and the three-point shootout, which for a lot of people
sucks.
But it's much more interesting than the game itself. And while it might suck, what would you rather do?
Hold on.
You want to watch water balloon races?
This is my point. Just like you
say. When are we shooting stuff out of a potato gun?
Oh, that would be a good idea, too. I had one of those in college.
You had a potato gun?
Absolutely.
Did you really?
Absolutely.
Oh,
yes.
Was it PVC?
Yes, it was PVC.
Oh, weird.
I don't even think we should talk about it because I feel like we can get in trouble for how to build a potato gun.
Well, it's very easy to see, and my pap gave me a couple different tricks as well. We need to share notes on building a potato gun.
Here's the thing. You love Major League Baseball's All-Star Game. You think they've ruined it. You probably have a
baseball
point.
Baseball stinks.
The NBA All-Star Game, it's like, who can score 250 points?
But
it's stupid.
The best of the
four. None of your best dunkers or none of your most popular players enter the dunk contest or the three-point challenge, and now they do an obstacle course. It's all lame. It's all stupid. Okay, hockey, theirs is stupid too. The point is that, I mean, nobody wants to do it. Nobody wants to participate.
Then why do it at all? Doesn't the NFL need to really examine this? Because I'm sorry.
It's better than the alternative, Greg, which is playing a game that literally everyone just bails on.
Or just punt the whole thing.
Give me the parachute game. All these giant guys whipping a big rainbow-colored parachute. See how beautiful they can make that mushroom.
All the.
That's a good one. Listen, there's no bad ideas. Zero bad ideas.
No, we're just adding. We're trying to make it better.
Yeah, that's true. We're adding, I guess.
If you get uptight about the All-Star, any All-Star game, you're delusional because it's just fluff.
Here's the problem is that at one point in time it wasn't terrible and they've made it terrible.
I would also add this. There used to be a time where college All-Stars played against professional football players in a preseason game.
There was that.
That was like, that's ridiculous. It's unheard of. Like, Herschel Walker played against pros before his last year at Georgia. What are we doing? It's insane. Nobody does this stuff anymore.
617-779-7937. Now that Tom Brady is out of the quarterback carousel and off of what Aaron Rodgers said yesterday, we need to re-examine where some of these quarterbacks are going to end up. Celtics are going to play Phoenix tonight. Jaylen Brown was named an all-star. Red Sox farm rankings, the results are not good. We will not sit here and tell you all up and down about the organization. But we've also got Alex Cora on Yoshida. And we'll have some fun with some Super Bowl props as well. We got a lunchtime parlay for you. And who knows, maybe there is an enterprising listener out there who's got a great idea for these all-star games.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI. Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Cole.
Got any news you want to share with us?
Not going to San Fran.
You look great with a cowboy star on your helmet.
So that was Aaron Rodgers at, that's Pebble Beach Pro-Am, right, gents? I think so. Or there's the, he was at a golf tournament, and of course somebody hits Aaron Rodgers with the, hey man, where are you going to end up? And he was like, well, I'm not going to San Francisco, which is pretty interesting. That will get us into the quarterback carousel. 617-779-7937. We mentioned a potato gun, and Tim and Longmeadow's got a thought on that. Go ahead, Tim.
Christian, I was wondering, my ex gave me a potato gun.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Yeah, it was funny. My brothers are like, why would you marry her? I was like, well, beyond the fact that A, she's blonde, B, rich, C, a nymphomaniac, I swear to God, she made me a potato gun. And we found the very best thing, two things that were great with potato. You got to do it at night by the seashore, because when you hear the boom of the potatoes leaving the gun, it's nothing better than the boom in the water later on, you know, trying to figure out how far it went. But then the biggest thing is I wanted, did you ever do it with tennis balls? And did you ever soak the tennis balls in alcohol so that when they left the tube, they were flaming tennis balls at night is the best.
I now need to try this, Tim and Longmeadow. Thank you for that little nugget. See, I learned about the potato gun a long time ago from my pap on my mom's side, where he tried to perfect it. Because there were some who would be like, for those who don't know, all right, a potato gun is really, depending on how it's used, it could be a weapon of destruction.
Or just hijinks.
Or it's fun.
Stupidity,
right?
When you're in college.
But I know that there were some built that when you like screw the bottom on there, you got to figure out how to get the flame in to be able to create the explosion with the hairspray so that the potato goes flying.
You just need a spark.
Yeah. My grandfather, you know, like those the little things you would turn for like the wick?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He put one of those on the side, and it kept us from having to use the big long stick to ignite it.
Mm.
It was like life-changing.
Yeah.
It really was.
I remember doing it, like, I remember when we were in college, like, so you stuff the potato into the front of it, obviously, right? And then you spray
big
whatever it is.
Handle,
yep. You make it really so it's like contact everywhere. And then, you spray it, you close it, and we would flick this little, the ignition that we called it, and it would create the spark. And it was like a bazooka. You would put it on your shoulder.
Oh, it kicked.
And, like, well, we would, like, we had this long, like, and we were just like, woof, like he's talking about.
The longer the barrel.
I always thought that was going to be something, like, potato guns, I always felt like are really dangerous, though.
Well, see, and the one that Coop's got up right now, that's high end.
No.
We're talking about the ones that are like PVC pipe
dorm room.
Where you got the joint, that not like a joint, but like it's got the long, I can't even remember what grade PVC pipe it is, but there's like a certain kind of PVC that you use And then you got the joint there that connects it to the bigger connector. And then you can really get that thing in there and spray it up with all kinds of hairspray and really fire those things. Oh, it was so fun.
It's not
when
safe.
When the city don't kids that I played ball with like came up from Jersey, and I'm like, let me show you this. And out of my trunk, I pulled out the potato gun. They were like, what kind of hick are you? And then I showed them, and they were like, I wish I had this as a kid. All right.
Yeah, whenever I think about it, I always thought like there would be this mass explosion and our entire apartment complex would blow up because of the potato. Because you sprayed too much in there, the ignition was too strong, whoever built the potato gun didn't like seal it correctly.
Oh yeah, and see here are tragic stories. No, I built a potato cannon. We used the Aquanet hairspray, PVC pipe, and a lantern igniter. Some said we installed a grill igniter in hours. Grill igniters work amazing. Don't use schedule 40 PVC. You got to do schedule 80 PVC. That is very important as well. See, first of all, I'm blown away that you would have known about the potato.
Why?
Gun.
You don't have to grow up in the. I didn't know about it until I got to college. That's where worlds collide.
Right.
And everybody comes from all over the country.
I learned about it at 13 and tried to bring it to school one day.
I had a BB gun, dude. That's all I had when I was a kid.
Well, I had one of those too. And I learned the 12 gauge as well. And well, we'll just move on from that. The quarterback carousel sans Tom Brady. What do you make of Aaron Rodgers saying, I ain't going to San Francisco? You buying it?
Yes, I believe out of all the players, he pretty much tells you like it is, right? Like if there was a chance he could go there, I think he would be coy. But since I know for sure he has nothing to do with it and won't be playing for San Francisco, he comes out and he says it. So I could think, and I don't think that's a real legitimate place anyways. I think there's maybe two places where you're like, all right.
They also don't have anything to give up, San Francisco.
No,
that's the other
so it's got
to
be. He's so.
They got no picks.
That is an amazing deal where they almost, the Packers almost, you know, limited themselves just by the fact of how they constructed
how
his
they
contract.
Structured the deal. Yeah.
It's like, wow, we're not giving ourselves any wiggle room whatsoever. And then when it first happened, this was more like, you know, like the Green Bay Packers really should find a way to make it work. They really should make it work. But it just seems like, okay, each side is really sick of the other one now.
I think so.
And I feel like they do have a first-round pick. And let's see what maybe they didn't trust him before, but now I feel like ownership trusts Jordan Love. And it's his third season being under a Hall of Fame quarterback, just like Aaron Rodgers was with Brett Favre. You know, he was 3 years before Brett Favre left. I feel like that's the sweet spot for them. And if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I am kind of curious what life is like outside of Green Bay. I think there is these players that were born and raised and drafted and developed in one system, and their whole career is kind of focused on that, and that's what they're known for. They don't know. They hear talk to friends who play in other cities and have other coaches. There is a curiosity factor that says, I wonder what it would be like to play for the Jets. I wonder if like what it'd be like to be in the AFC. Like I just need an address change, a new zip code. I do feel like you get re-energized, you get refocused, and also everything's new, which makes it exciting. You don't have a real routine, so you have to manage one, make a new one. To me, that is, I don't know, enticing for a guy like Aaron Rodgers.
It's hard not to love the player. It's hard to embrace the personality of the player and bringing him into your organization. That's why I think for Las Vegas, there might be a little bit of a premium for them to bring in Aaron Rodgers because Devontae Adams is there. And at least you'd like to think that maybe you could manage that relationship. The other problematic part of it, let's say, is that Devontae Adams is screaming, go get the guy. And if you do, are you essentially ceding power to those two guys and they flip it on you? And if you're Josh McDaniels, you're kind of stuck.
See, you tell me. Doesn't the team have to have like a legit foundation, obvious assets that they can move, and a strong desire to strike while the iron's hot, so to speak? Like, here's our window. Like Tampa had this window. And they had built this foundation defensively. They drafted a lot of successful players. Their problem was their quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
One switch, and it's a totally different mindset. It's a totally different standard, and everybody's excited. I don't think that's Vegas.
I kind of agree. There are veterans there, but there aren't the, like, they've got good defensive players, but do they have a leader on that side? Do you have enough leadership in that room, or does everybody just sort of default to, well, it's Aaron and Devontae's team now? And if you're Josh McDaniels, do you want to get into business like that? The other thing, too, Christian, is they need talent. And if they turn around and trade this year's first-round pick, what are they, sixth in the draft order, I think it is? I'm going to Tankathon right now. The Raiders are picking seventh. So they have a one, a two, and a three that they probably could ship out. And then it's all middle-round picks, and they need a defense. I wonder if it's just better for Vegas to go grab one of the other guys on this quarterback carousel list in Jimmy Garoppolo.
That's the very first.
And then draft a defense and try to win 10, 11 games that way.
Yeah, because I think of, like, Josh McDaniels. He's, you know, he's so similar to Bill. It's all about, okay, who I know, or do I have a relationship with them? Do they understand what I want? Do they understand my system? Are they going to trust me? Garoppolo would trust Josh McDaniels.
Yep.
And Carr didn't get along with Gruden. Like, Carr didn't get along. Gruden didn't want Carr. Then they end up signing to a big deal. And then, like, Gruden gets pushed out. And then here comes the interim coach. And then they make the playoffs. And now here comes Josh McDaniels. The best thing for Derek Carr is for him to go someplace where they desperately think he's the difference maker.
Okay, where would that be?
Well, I mean, you could sit there. You could throw in the Jets could be one of those guys. Like, you know, you look at the Jets. You look at, I would even say, a team like Houston. Look at a team with a lot of draft capital. Hey, let's say I'm going to, because you can look at it 2 days. One, we're ready to win. We want to do it now. The other option is we're drafting a quarterback. He's not going to be ready for 2 years. We still think we can be competitive. We don't want to punt on the season. We want to sign you for 2 years. We know that you're going to lose the job eventually. So that's the other aspect of it. So it's a 4-2-3-year deal with an option or something like that. So you play the quarterback position. We develop this quarterback, but we're not screwed in the process.
Let me give you one. Carolina. They have the ninth pick in the draft. They have 2 second-round picks. So they have a little bit of capital. You could probably get Carr for a two. Fair?
Yeah, I would say, I don't think Carr's a first-round pick.
Okay.
Do you think he's a first-round pick?
No. But if you're Carolina, you dangle one of your 2 second-round picks for Derek Carr, and if you're Frank Reich, you got a guy ready to go.
See, and there's the other thing about Frank Reich. Like, Frank Reich has already kind of done this. Think about all the quarterbacks that Frank Reich tried to fix when he was at Indy. There's a long list of them.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't work for him.
And he brought in Foles, who he had to, you know.
Well, I mean, you could go back to Philip Rivers.
Well, it's true.
Keep going back.
Big
he
list.
Kept trying to. And then Carson Wentz, and it's just like none of it worked. So, I mean, again, it's just you're just a stopgap. That is who you are.
All right, let me ask you this. If you're Tennessee, would Derek Carr do
anything
for
you? I like that one too. All those teams, good ownership, a strong, self-assured coach, okay? Because you look at who's at Carolina right now?
No, it's Frank Reich. He just got the job.
Frank Reich.
You look at Vrabel.
Robert Sala.
Right.
Mike Vrabel. D'Amico Ryans in Houston.
I don't think Houston's in for Carr.
Oh, I'm just
like, whomever they drafted
two,
they're going to play. That's why D'Amico Ryans. But that's why D'Amico Ryans got a 6-year deal.
See, I don't look at the years.
It says it within the length of the deal.
Matt Rhule got like 6 years. Okay, that means nothing.
But he also didn't say, here's my young guy that I'm trying to build with. With that number two pick, one of two is going to fall to you, or you're going to have your choice.
If Mac Jones's draft class showed us anything, is that the odds are that your quarterback, one, isn't going to be ready mentally or physically. Two, high level of injury, high degree of injury, a chance of injury, because they don't know how to play, they don't know how to fall, they don't know how to avoid contact, so they stupid injuries, you know, or they're so delayed in their development because they come from a really basic system and they rely on their just sheer talent that they never catch up, so you're limited offensively. So look at Trey Lance and Justin Fields, Zach Wilson, Mac Jones. The only one who just said, I'm going to ride it out of the five that were drafted Mac Jones this year is Trevor Lawrence. Mm-hmm. He looks like he's on his way. And I would make sure, I would think, I want to make sure I have, and even if it costs me a little bit of money, okay, it doesn't matter. I still have this guy on a rookie contract. I'm bringing in a safety net. That's why these older quarterbacks, Alex Smith, Mark Brunell,
Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton, they just keep getting jobs after job, and nobody thinks Andy Dalton can be a starter. Derek Carr can be a starter, a legit starter for 2 years.
Well, here's the interesting thing about Derek Carr. He's got a sort of a forced number coming up in his contract in the middle of February to where he might be able to get his way to free agency, or the Raiders have about 2 weeks to be able to flip him. And if you're the Raiders, how do you not
try to...
Can't
they just cut him?
No, they can, but there's sort of like a balloon bonus payment that is coming up.
I think it's February 15th.
I think so. But the Raiders could still flip the guy. Again, go get a two from someone.
Well, you might as well get something
send them
for
somewhere,
him,
right?
If you're going to, like, you plan on cutting him, you might as well dangle him a little bit to try and get something so he can't control his fate.
There is a little bit of that. And then who comes with the bid? Also, now that Tom Brady is out of the way, what happens to Lamar Jackson and a couple other QBs? We'll keep riding that quarterback carousel. Next regression for you.
WEEI in Boston.
Legendary station.
New England.
Sports original.
Now we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
More Gresh and Fauria
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Rodgers had to say was, yep, I'm not going to San Francisco. And everybody went abuzz as to where all of the quarterbacks are going to end up, because we thought in a lot of ways Tom Brady be at the top of the list. Tom Brady ain't at the top of the list no mo. So where does San Francisco go? Where do they turn? They said they're not keeping Jimmy Garoppolo. And I'm telling you, Fauria, there ain't no way in hell they're going into next year with just Brock Purdy and Trey Lance.
Well, yeah, you're right. I was just sitting there going, well, they got Brock Purdy. He's like everybody's All-American. Like, the dude was great until he's coming off a massive, major, difficult UCL injury that he's got to rehab from. Who knows if he's ever the same?
Right.
And if he is the same, how actually long will it take? So you're going to go into the season, OTAs and everything, with Trey Lance and Trey Lance alone.
Mm-hmm.
Probably need another guy back there, but I don't know if they bring in a strong arm, expensive veteran backup, you know, to really do what, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo did. They were going to get rid of Jimmy Garoppolo until Trey Lance got hurt, and then they were forced to kind of play him. Then he got hurt, and here comes Brock Purdy. So I don't think San Francisco adds a significant piece at the quarterback position. Like, You know what? It's the journeyman guy. It's the Blaine Gabberts of the world. It's the
Teddy
Nick Foles,
Bridgewater,
it's Teddy Bridgewater
like
guy. Have all a right. lot of respect. Started in the league for a lot of time. Won some games. You know, not Josh Johnson, right? The dude that was playing
right.
for them, who played in like almost like 13 different teams, and they just needed a body, and he was available. You know, the other team that I think is interesting as far as like what are they going to do? Like, is Tampa? What is Tampa going to do? Like, Tampa, they fired their offensive coordinator, and here is their quarterback room as it sits right now. Blaine Gabbert, Ryan Griffin, and Kyle Trask. They need a quarterback.
They got the 19th pick.
They're getting a quarterback.
They're probably not getting one of the high-end guys at 19.
Okay, so listen, Bruce Arians, who's like an executive, like he's some sort of retirement
executive
role.
Executive vice
doing?
President of
doing
football,
cool things.
Whatnot. Yeah.
Doing cool things.
So I'm looking around and yeah. shaking hands.
Yeah, okay. He calls up Carr, and he's like, listen, we got the pieces still. We're in a really crappy division. We did it with Brady. And Brady, obviously, he is who he is, but we are very limited because our offensive line and this. Our defense is coming back.
It'd be real interesting.
Okay? I would sit there and say, wow, okay, that's a decent landing spot. Listen, the system's already set. Everybody you would think would kind of there would be some sort of residual from Brady being in the building. Hey, now we know how to win.
And they got right? they got number 51 overall in the second round. That feels like a real sweet spot to go get Carr if you want.
Yeah, and the division ain't nearly as competitive as the AFC West. There's
Hell
no Justin
no.
Herbert. There's no you're not think about the AFC West. Like if you're the Raiders. You got to play the Kansas City Chiefs twice. You got to play the Chargers twice. You got to play the Broncos twice. So there's six games right off the jump. Can you win half of those? Can you go 3-3 out of those six games? Listen.
Well, that whole division, now that I think of it, that whole division needs quarterbacks. Like long term, I mean, Andy Dalton does a nice job in New Orleans, but come on now.
Oh, you're talking about the NFC South.
The NFC South.
Yeah,
that whole division.
It's wide open.
All of those teams need quarterbacks.
So
now, I don't know how many fit in terms of Derek Carr, but Tampa would make a lot of sense.
They
you
got
still
the
got
money
that,
too.
They got the money, and
they
you got
the
that
money.
First round pick, and you can trade
you
back
can do
and
it.
Load up.
Evans isn't going anywhere. They signed some of their other receivers. I can't remember was it Godwin? He's signed. He's
yep.
not going anywhere. They're tight end. They're good tight ends. It's not Gronk, but they got good players. Fournette's coming back. Their offensive line will all come back healthy.
And you got a first round pick. You can either pick a player or trade back.
I would be flying myself down to Tampa.
Now, if you want somebody that at one point in time Bill Belichick thought might be similar to Brady, if you're Tampa, is Garoppolo enticing? Because he's just a free agent buy, and then you still have all your picks, and you can be pretty good pretty quick.
Here's my only thing with Garoppolo. He's too risky. I don't trust him. He gets hurt all the time. Well, now when he's healthy, he wins. Look at his record when he's healthy and he wins games, at least for the 49ers, but he's just always, you know, gone.
Let me throw a wild one at you. If you're Tampa, do you still need to go big name and entertain the thought of Lamar Jackson? Only because you got a big-time star quarterback before it worked. You have a massive waiting list that you're now charging people on for season tickets in Tampa.
Yeah.
Do you need a, shiny red ball?
I just
Do
think
you need the guy to
who
be
would
like,
you pick? Who would you pick?
For Tampa?
Who would you pick? If you have your
shiny red ball.
If your two choices are Carr and Jackson, like which one are you picking?
I'm probably trading a pick for Carr.
I'm taking Carr. I know I got it for 2 years. I just did once with a quarterback for 3 years. We have a team. It's already ready to go. Their window is closing. You think that city or that team and they want to go back to sucking all over again?
Oh, no.
They're just
no,
not
no.
in it, but they have a little taste. It's like crack. They don't want to go back. So the smart move would be
to be in it
early and grab something where they just know that they should. If anybody learned their lesson about how important the quarterback position is, it's Tampa.
I would agree.
It's worth the money. It's worth the investment. So now, will Carr want to fly all the way, you know, and be right down the road from Mons Venus, you know, all the den of iniquity that is the city of Tampa?
Oh, there is that.
I
no
don't
question.
Know. Can he resist the temptation?
Well,
to
he's
see
in Vegas.
What it's like That actually,
he is in Vegas. So
if he can make it there, Grash,
he can make it anywhere.
He can make it in Tampa. Good point.
So now it looks like via trade Aaron Rodgers. Right now via trade Derek Carr, but if Carr gets to that contractual sort of loggerhead with the Raiders, they might have to release him. Lamar Jackson will probably be franchised but available, but if somebody want to come over the top of that franchise tag. And then you got Jimmy Garoppolo. And you know what's crazy? The best quarterback on the market this offseason might be Jimmy Garoppolo.
That is amazing. That guy's got a horseshoe stuck up his butt somewhere, and I would just like to see if I could just borrow it. Just the dude.
Really?
Yes, I'll clean it first, but like I definitely feel like think about the timing. He has been the beneficiary of great timing his whole career. His whole career has been the
very true.
Think about even when he went to San Francisco. Okay, so they trade for him. They send him. Bill sends him to a great place.
And also blocks Brady from going there.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, okay, so then they suck. So he gets to play, and he wins like, what, 4 or 5 games in a row?
Yep.
He's like acting like Brady on the sideline. They're like, wow, we found our guy. Signs this huge contract. I mean, and it just even this last year, he was out the door. They wouldn't even allow him in the building. And sure as hell, he comes and he saves the day. He shows that he can still win. He gets hurt. It's like they just forget that he gets injured all the time. To me, a desperate team will sign Jimmy Garoppolo and they will regret it. That's what my take is on Jimmy Garoppolo. Because he can't stay healthy under the best circumstances.
617-779-7937. We got to get to the Celtics tonight. They are hosting Phoenix and ranking the Red Sox farm system.
What?
One of the great age-old off-season exercises. We rank minor leaguers that no one knows who they are. We'll go through it all next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.